This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
It's the latest slice of reality television.
I don't think I'm it.
10 players, 5 men. 5 women for 3 weeks in a secret location.
I think I know who it is.
They're trying to collect up to $1 million, but one contestant is trying to keep the rest of the group from the money. Who is?
It ain't me.
Spread out.
I wish I knew.
But if you want to make something out of it, why, go ahead.
I could be.
Hey, you, hurry up.
Who is? The Mo.
I'd like to see you do that once more.
The Mo.
What did you say?
Watch it. Or I'll moity ya.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Wait a minute.
He's out in his back garden.
There's Al Jackson rejoining us.
That's
we missed you,
left.
Al. And Al is once again back in his home. He had
yes.
a pretty serious breakup, but he's got the house back and half the stuff or none of the stuff. Are you in your basement?
I'm broke. I had to move the outside inside.
You look good. You've been lifting the weights. What's going on over there?
You know what? It's not a lot of weights, a lot of yoga. Fellas, I'm telling you, go to yoga. It's good. I do the yoga sculpt, so it's hard. They use weights. But I'm telling you, Tom, when I walked, I think every guy, when you walk in there, you're like, I'm in a room with 20 beautiful women. This is like, look at their bodies are amazing. And you're like, this is great. But then when you start the class, you're like, oh, this is why their bodies look like that. If you can finish the class, like, that's a big, I can't, like, it. The only reason I'm in there is because I can't, as a 45-year-old black man, walk out of the class like my dignity won't let me. Mm-hmm. So I just stay, even though I want to leave so bad. But it works.
Now, you're single again. Maybe you'll meet some lovely lady in yoga pants.
Yeah, I still have some stuff left for them to take. So, yeah, there'll be none of that.
the bitterness hasn't left yet.
Not yet.
No, the bitterness in this one is strong. No, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be a thing for a while. I don't think that I can assimilate to single life. Like because I don't drink anymore. So like, if you go on a Tinder date, is this coffee? What are we, business meeting? Like, I don't know how to, I don't know how to go back into the world of the single. So maybe I might just be like, I'm starting to have like crazy old man adventures. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like yesterday, and there's some older fellas in that room that can feel me. I had a battle with some speaker wire yesterday and a razor blade.
Yeah.
That went on for hours.
Preach!
You know, and it's just like old men have these little battles where they're just in the garage cursing at their lawnmower. And yeah. It's bigger than, that is my relationship. Me getting these damn speaker wires. I don't know Well, can you just make something that goes in the back, but you got to cut the rubber off and then twist the wire? I'm like, is this where we are?
I developed
this tech?
Albert, I had this conversation with myself a couple days ago. I was sitting there watching television, of course, and I said, I don't like the way that subwoofer sounds. And I changed the whole thing around, and now I like it. But it's just the weird, you get old and then you start doing that.
Wow.
Right. Tom, you don't have any old man battles like in the lawn or like there's
I wrestled with a bicycle. I wrestled with a bicycle chain and my bicycle chain on a stick yesterday afternoon.
That is an old man adventure.
Well, you can't touch the chain because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
Discovery Network will send you a video crew and we can watch that. People would love to see you.
Got
to
get a stick so you can lift the chain back up so you can get it back in the gears. I'm going to take rubber gloves with me for next time. Al Jackson is our guest. Al is a very fine.
You're going to look like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Just a man on a bike with black gloves.
Black gloves, Viz Queen, and where's my chloroform? All right, I'm
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Telling people you need to find a stick and something that doesn't hold fingerprints.
Now, Al is, of course, featured on the Daily Blast Live television program based in Denver, Colorado. And getting ready for the ski season, I'm sure, or at least part of the staff, I'm sure, is. And you guys had some pretty cool guests of late, I've noticed.
Really cool guests.
James L. Brooks, a couple times.
Yeah, he was so great. He cursed. I think he was the first guest that's cursed on air.
Did it go across the airwaves? I didn't see that.
No, they got it. They dumped out. We have a 7-second delay. I don't know what you guys are working with. I'll test it right now.
No,
that's okay.
I
already had to test it.
Yeah, Al, it's funny you should mention that, Al.
Al, we were doing a little bit of reminiscing about about Coolio and the fact that Coolio.
And guess what, Al? Tom played a song from Coolio, and things got out of hand from there.
I just went to my trusty Spotify.
Don't do it again.
I'm not going to do it again. I was familiar with one song, but everybody else wanted me to play the song Fantastic Voyage.
And you skipped ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And you got impatient.
Yeah, it was a little boring in the beginning, so I just sort of skipped ahead and landed in a rather unfortunate spot.
I'm old enough to remember watching the Fantastic Voyage video with my cousins, YoMTV Raps. It was they pulled a lowrider up to the beach and they popped the trunk, and this was considered like high end technology. They did it where like it was clearly sitting on something that was hollow, the car, because all the girls and all the party stuff came out of the back of the lowrider.
Oh.
And it was like that was big technology for probably what, 96. I thought that everybody wanted to hear Gangster's Paradise. That was the
we played that first.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I was saying how funny it was because I heard about it driving in on the BBC, and you think I have trouble sounding hip. when the guy goes up the song Gangsta's Paradise, as emphasizing the lack of the ER at the end of Gangsta.
This is really weird, but do you know I go to sleep at night with like BBC clips turned really low because that accent, I don't know what they're saying, but the accent is very like calming to me. That's my ASMR.
ASMR.
Tom, do you know what ASMR is?
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
I think you taught me. Let me write the letters down. Is that a
A?
Okay.
S M R.
S some. As are some nice Ray Records. Give me one of the letters, Al. Give me any one of them.
I'm assuming auditory is the first one.
Auditory stimulating
responses are maybe rest. I don't know.
I give up, Al. What does it mean?
I don't know. It's just an acronym. somebody look that up. Auditory stimuli.
Yeah, essentially, it's a noise that calms you.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Well, gee, no wonder I didn't get it.
That's but do you know what that is? Do you don't have that? Like some people go to sleep with like the sound of rain or people.
Tears.
White noise. Tears.
I went to sleep with tears for many, many weeks.
Aww.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Really quickly, Christy, that plant you sent me, everybody needs to understand, Christy, like, when I was in the depths of everything, I got a package. Christy sent me not only like the essentials, like plates and silverware, which was uncalled for. You're so nice, but also sent me a plant. It was like the first live thing in the house. And like now my house is completely furnished and everything. So I just want to tell you, like, you put me on that road. I love you so much, sis. You are that girl. So thank you so
you
much.
You got your house furnished that quickly?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon, and then there's like some, I found some like kind of cool local,
that's cool,
like furniture places. So yeah, it took a month. Yeah, I was down for a month.
Yeah, they're up.
No, I thought you were out, baby.
I thought you were going to say, well, I drove by this house and they left the door open. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
The great thing about that plant I got, Al, you only water it once a month. You only have to water it. It's like...
Yeah, we know you got him a gift, okay? Great, super for you. So, none of us got him anything. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's not what I meant.
I think Chick is still upset about that Commanders game last week. I understand.
Well, ooh. I am making... You know, Al, because of my beautiful daughter, I can fly for free. Al, did you know that?
My
translation, I'm on my way to where you are right now.
Okay, how about that? Terrifying.
Al, does your house have a nice masculine look now? Is it significantly different?
You know what my ex-wife said when she came in the house? Because, you know, she came with the kiddos the first time. And she was just like, oh, this woman decorated this house very strangely. So we got a lot of the weird stuff out of there. It was she and I were not compatible. Hmm. So Tom, you know what? Maybe I'll find one of these websites I used to quiz you on. I'm gonna go on Field. What's Field, Tom? Do you know what that is?
Field with a D. That's a website?
Yes. FELD, I believe, sir.
I don't know.
Willie, you're a freak. What do you think it is?
I got nothing, man. I'm looking it up right
really?
Now.
Really? I would never... think you would know that.
Is this like a dating service?
Yes.
Guaranteed
it's
to get
like
you a second
Christian
base?
It's like Christian Mingle or any of the other ones. Ooh. Match. Yeah, it's like that.
Do you have to write poems to get pictures? Is it about feelings?
Yes, your feelings are that you want to be in a polyamorous relationship. I don't know if it's all that, but it's off the beaten path relationship. So if you want to be like, for example, Tom, a unicorn, which would be what?
I should know this. Is this the whole thing where you dress up like you're an animal?
Yes.
And no.
No, that's a furry.
Furry.
That's right? A furry.
A unicorn.
That's
a thing.
I think I know what that
I
is.
I do too, yeah.
What is it?
It's an older woman with no kids. That's, I've heard that referred to as a unicorn. It's
wow. No,
meaning
no,
that they don't
no
exist.
Such thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it somebody wants to have a three-way and doesn't won't get emotionally involved or something? Isn't that?
Yes. Yeah, the, yeah. All right. I like the chick held back, even though he definitely knew the whole time.
No, even though I am one, of course. And, it's a horn on my life. Head. I'm also a unicorn.
So if you want to join a unicorn group, it means this is like three-ways and stuff?
Yes, but it's almost like if you brought a nanny into a three-way, because they're like hired help, but they're not necessarily hired.
So it's like prostitutes?
Like, no, they're regular people like you and me, Tom. They just help couples.
It's like a life coach for your sexual life?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I'm not going to get involved, but like...
But you're coaching. You know, they were like a whistle and...
No. I think you're overthinking this. I think it's just a couple that's looking for another person to add to their relationship.
Other person won't
harder
like
and harder
DMing
to talk to
your
you.
Wife after.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Well, okay. That's how it starts.
Well, now, are you on any dating sites right now, Al?
No. I went on Tinder for like a day and I was filling out my bio and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm too old. I know they're older websites, but then it's like, You know what hit me, Tom, if you want to get real? I don't want to do anything that anybody else wants to do. I like to be weird in my house and write jokes and do comedy and hang out. I don't want to, like, and it's not, it wouldn't be fair for me to, like, because all my co-hosts are like, you should get with, like, a high-powered lawyer. And I was like, I would hate that. Mm-hmm. Like, to have to go to, like, a mixer with lawyers. Boo. You know, like, just say, how'd you get into comedy? And just, like, I can't. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm starting knowing I'm, like, that's not my jam. So I don't know. Maybe there's also a lady out there that likes to yell at electronics alone in their home.
There's a lot of specificity to these various dating sites, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I know that you have certain proclivities. You're a big fan of lady wrestlers.
I am. I'm a fan of combat sports.
maybe that's the way to go.
Weirdo.
Put that in your profile. let's move forward here. Al's goal is to get me hipper with explaining the English language to me. What else have we got today?
Oh, Tom, let's start off today, because I really love this turn of phrase, as you will. These young rappers, they just continue to come up with phrases that I gravitate towards and then I pass on to you. So the latest one that I really, really like, Tom, and I want to ask you what it means. What does it mean if somebody says, I'm going to spin the block?
I'm going to spin, S-P-I-N, spin the block?
Yes, sir.
Okay, block. What comes in blocks? A cheese?
Okay, you're getting there.
Tom approaches it like it's IKEA furniture. I love it.
Cheese.
But it wouldn't be a block of cheese. That'd be stupid.
No.
Spin the block.
Would it be a neighborhood?
I know. Is it just taking a walk around the block just to get some fresh air? I'm going to spin the block.
Yeah. Well, that, you're close. It's not really for fresh air. And you would probably be driving.
Oh, is this someone looking for a prostitute?
Is there any time that you're not? This is more, I think, more confrontational.
Oh,
you're searching for one of your enemies.
Yeah, Tom.
You're going to spin the block in search of them. And then if you see
there
them,
you go.
You'll drive
so,
by.
Yeah, and it's more like, you know, when you think you saw them. So if you got beef with, let's say, Chick, like, beef with Chick, you drive past his house and be like, wait, is he on his porch? Does he have the nerve to show his face on his porch? I'm going to have to spin the block. So, Tom, I need a completely fresh, organic use of that phrase in a sentence, please.
Okay, so you have to have an arch enemy, someone you're seeking.
Oh gosh, and, pick me,
please. Do you happen to be driving in a neighborhood that has a lot of roundabouts? And you can say, I swear I saw this guy at the drugstore on the third turn at the roundabout. I'm going to spin the block and see if it's him.
I think that you're using it correctly, but I don't believe the context. I think for you it's more like, there was no parking the place I get my kale smoothies, so I had to spin the block, find a spot.
Can you do it that way? Or it doesn't have to be. So it could be about finding anything. It could be an object or a parking space, not just a human being.
Yeah, definitely. It's usually a human being, but it can't be a parking space. Like, you know, like you, there's no parking, but you spin the block because you just feel like the parking gods are going to be good to you. And next time you come, there's going to be an open parallel parking like that. Yeah, we'll spin the block.
Oh, I like that. That's very handy. I can use that. Well, we have time for one more, Al. What do you got?
All right. If I told somebody catch flights, what would I be telling them to do? This is a very difficult one because there's a second half to that.
Catch flights.
But that's just the abbreviated version. I'll give you a situation. If somebody said, you know, I came up doing comedy with Al, and like, I'm just as funny as him, and he's on Bob and Tom, and he's on a TV show. Like, he's not that great. And I was like, hey, bro, catch flights. What would I mean by that? What would I mean by telling him to catch flights?
You could fly to Los Angeles and try out for a career in Hollywood yourself, if you're so great.
Yeah,
I think that Tom thinks that's how Hollywood still works. You just go to L.A. and there's a building that says try out for a career in Hollywood.
it's the show business building.
Sure. By the way, you guys are already super established, but when you're first coming up in comedy, all your family and friends that support you are like, you were really funny. They should just give you a show on NBC. I'm like, okay. Well, you know, you go down. Like, I just go. Like, I'm too lazy to go to the NBC building and go up to the penthouse and be like, hey, my Uncle TJ said I need a show. catch flights.
A flight of things.
You would.
Like a flight of something could be a number of objects. You could get a flight of soccer balls.
You were actually kind of on the right track when you were talking about show. When it says like, when actually I made fun of you, Tom, which I love to do, but when you said fly to Los Angeles, you know what? I take that back. I might kind of accept that because the second half of that is catch flights, not feelings. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you're mad, go work harder. So anybody, wherever you are in your life, if somebody's kind of jealous of you or somebody got issues, like, oh, you got everything, he's like, hey, man, catch flights, not feelings. Right. So, Tom, please use that phrase in a sense.
What? Catch flights, not feelings.
Yeah, and instead, don't be jealous of me. Go out and do something. Go out and work.
Right.
Don't be upset because I'm successful. Just go out and do something about it.
Just because I'm first in line for my acai bowl.
Yeah.
Catch flight, you dick.
Mr. Relatable is what they call him.
Yeah. We're going to go over there.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.